Hello and welcome to Dating Don God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way. And I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single power-packed episode.
Today, I wanted to talk to you about why you never meet quality masculine single men that you can marry. And the reason I wanted to discuss this is I've been having a lot of conversations with you guys. As you know, the Wife in Waiting program is open. I'm super excited. This is a program where I walk you through how to date to attract quality men in as little as 90 days. So through my Wife in Waiting program, you're going to learn how to be attracting quality men, how to be going on dates, how to talk to multiple men at the same time, what it looks like when a man is genuinely interested, what it looks like for you to be in a healthy relationship, how to make yourself available to men regardless of your situation. Doesn't matter if you've gone through a divorce, you haven't dated in years, you haven't been in a relationship in years, you don't have any experience dating. Wife in Waiting is where I break it down for you so that it's easy for you to use my curriculum to date the right way. You get coaching from me showing you exactly how to date in a way that aligns with the quality of man you want to attract. You know how men think, you're clear on what exactly it is you're meant to say to keep him curious, to keep him interested, and you're part of an amazing community of single saved women that show you through their own dating experiences and lend you that accountability and support how to date to attract quality men. Okay, so we're currently open. If you're interested in becoming a client in my program, just make sure that you apply via the link in bio, and I'll review your application and let you know the best next steps. Awesome. So I wanted to talk to you guys about, you know, why you never meet quality men. So if you found that you're in a situation where it just seems like you don't meet men that you find attractive, the men that you do meet are not the kind and quality of man that you want to be involved with, then this is definitely a life that you want to pay attention to. And if you're new here, my name is Tolu. I'm a Christian dating coach. I specialize in helping my clients date to marry. I've helped my clients enter relationships, get married, start their own families. So that's the work I do. So yeah, let's start with the first point, okay? You don't date in a quality way. The problem is the way you date. So what I mean by this is you just make yourself available to any man that shows you interest at any point in time. You know, I wouldn't even call it a date. He doesn't ask you for dates. Maybe you've been in a situationship for months. You can't pinpoint when he actually, you know, pursued you intentionally. It's always just calls, text, and even when you go on dates, it's not with men that have substance. It's not with men that match you intellectually. It's always like coming from a place of, let me just see how it goes. It's always coming from a place of, well, this is the only person that has asked me, so let me just entertain him. Now, that is not dating in a quality way. That's dating out of a mindset of scarcity. That's dating out of a mindset of lack. That's dating out of a mindset of not being enough. The problem with this is you can't attract quality men when you don't feel, when you don't create a quality opportunity to meet those men. So what I mean by that is part of the process of dating is you're going to attract all sorts of people. It's inevitable. But it's important that you're available only to the quality that you desire. Now, what I've seen is you're not available to the quality you desire. You're spending too much time entertaining men that don't take you seriously. You're spending too much time going on dates with men that don't value you. They don't value your time. even on a platonic level, they don't value conversations they're having with you. They disregard a lot of things you say. This is how you end up in situationships. This is why you end up in a process whereby you get ghosted. He comes, he goes as he pleases. You know, he treats you anyhow, any which way. You find it difficult to be able to pinpoint. You feel very confused about if he's actually interested. You feel very unsure about if this person is someone that is genuinely attracted to you. You're unclear as to what it looks like to be with a to be pursued in an intentional way. Now, for you to change all of that, you have to start dating in a quality way. This means creating opportunities to meet men in a quality way, only entertaining men that you do find attractive. This means having conversations with men that actually are reciprocating that energy of interest. This means that it's a two-way approach, like you guys are able to flow in the way you communicate. It's easy for you to interact. It is not difficult. It doesn't feel one-sided. The relationship is progressive. You can see that he's intentionally interested. That's what you need to be available for, okay? And this is why in Wife in Waiting, what we do is I help my clients go through the way they are entertaining men. I walk with them by looking at, okay, what kind of men are you talking to? What is the process whereby in which you decided that this is a man that deserves your time and attention? What has he done and said to show you that he is genuinely interested? In Wife in Waiting, we do coaching on this. I coach my clients through, because I have a system whereby my clients are able to meet men consistently online and offline. So I have clients meeting men on a consistent basis from online, the way, you know, I help them set up online dating profiles. I show them how to interact with men in their offline activities, because our clients tend to be busy professional women. So we like to optimize both approaches to make sure that they're available to meet men any which way that, you know, falls in line with their lifestyle. And what I see through this is, in coaching, I'm able to look at, okay, how are you entertaining these men? Why are they getting your attention and your time? And I really get into the way their mindset is when it comes to how they are processing this person, how they are processing his interest, how they are processing their availability. This is how we work on your dating habits. This is how we help you to be able to curate an exclusive experience, so to speak, whereby men want to be in your environment. Men want your attention. Men want your time. It is through coaching that I'm able to do this for my clients inside the Wife in Waiting program. And they find that as a result, it increases the quality of men they attract, and it repels men that are not intentional. So instead of spending weeks or months trying to figure out, you know, does he actually find me interesting? Is he somebody that actually wants to spend time with me? Is he just using me as a placeholder? Instead of spending all the weeks and months trying to figure all of that out, we literally hammer this out within a few minutes on a coaching call. So that is one of the benefits of the Wife in Waiting program. You're able to move through the process of dating in a quick, simple, and efficient way, so that you are not getting emotionally. It also has helped my clients not to get emotionally attached as they're dating, not to be in a position whereby they are constantly confused about a man's intentions. Have you ever felt like you're going in circles? You know, today he's available, tomorrow, next tomorrow, for the next 2 weeks, you don't know where he is, and then he comes back and it feels like you repeat the same cycle. That's where we break that habit, because it's really important for you to be able to meet quality men. You have to have a quality approach to dating that is habitual. It cannot be touch and go, so to speak. It has to be a habitual experience. It has to be an environment that you are curating and that you are nurturing that is constantly attractive, so that you are constantly available to meet and match with quality men, and it repels men that are not serious. So this is how we do it with our clients inside the Wife in Waiting program, by making them available to my coaching in this capacity, right? Now, secondly, this is simply a numbers situation. You're just not meeting enough men. You're just not meeting enough men. You don't meet quality masculine single men, especially when, you know, maybe you're over 30, you are a single mom, you have a very demanding work schedule, you are traumatized from your last relationship, you've gone through a divorce, you're easily triggered. I find that because of these things, you kind of take a step back from dating and you're just not meeting enough men, and you use all those things I just said as an excuse. Oh, I have a demanding schedule. Oh, you know, I'm a single mother. I have certain certain things that require my time and attention. You know, I just don't know how to date. I don't have the time. You know, it's my location and so on. It's my age and so on and so forth. Those are just excuses. You need to be able to meet men consistently. You need to be able, this is also apart from quality, there's a part that quantity plays. So how we do this with our clients, and inside Wife and Waiting, we have clients that have gone through relationships that have, you know, been difficult in their past. They've gone through broken engagements. They've struggled to really understand how to navigate the dating scene. And what we do through our curriculum is just help them to understand how to date at their own pace. So my curriculum provides a very simple template whereby they can learn how to interact with men daily, how they can make sure that they're available and they're creating opportunities to meet quality men consistently, whether at work, through events, whether online, through the way we help them set up their online dating profiles. We have clients like from a variety of locations and professions that are able to constantly come in contact with men using our methods, because you need to be meeting men to be able to have the opportunity to come into contact with quality men. So if you're not meeting enough men, that opportunity is going to be more difficult to come across. So we just need you to be meeting more men. The reason why you never meet quality men is because you're just not meeting enough men. And if that is your situation, how you fix it is you just not need to start meeting more men. And how we help you inside our program is we help you to date in a way, we help you to come in contact with men in a way that doesn't require you to step outside your comfort zone. You know, I help you learn how to optimize online dating profiles. We have recommended platforms, and we have a recommended way that we want you to set up your profile so that you're not wasting your time. And we also have a recommended approach for you to be able to interact with men offline that just takes advantage of how your daily routine already plays out. So you're not stepping outside your comfort zone, you're not doing anything uncomfortable, but you're definitely seeing different results in the quality and quantity of men you're attracting. Now, thirdly, apart from meeting men, you're just not talking to enough men. You may be coming in contact with men. You may tell me, oh, Tolu, I come in, I meet men all the time. You know, I just need to go out. I meet men everywhere. But you're just not talking to enough men. So what this implies is you're just not in a position whereby you have enough connection with men, where you've been able to have conversations. You've been able to build relationships. You've really been able to process the way men interact with you, how they respond to you, so to speak. It's not every man you have to be in a relationship with. You can have friendships, you can have colleagues. So what we do inside our program is we help you to be able to have constant. The reason I want my clients having constant contact with men is so that they can develop their skills in talking to men. And I provide them with a template that makes it a conversation template that shows them how to talk to men. Doesn't matter if you just met him, or if you've known him for a while, or if he's a friend, or if he's a romantic interest. It really doesn't matter. You just want to learn the art of being able to talk to men without making any assumptions. I find that we make a lot of assumptions as women. Oh, you know, he spent so much time talking to me, so it must mean he's interested. Actually, that's not true. He may just have had the time. Oh, you know, he volunteered to help me, you know, move, or he volunteered to help me find out about this opportunity, so that must mean that he finds me interesting. No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that he's a nice person. So this is why we like to make sure that you are talking to men, so you understand how men think, because men and women do not think alike. We have completely different genders, so we obviously process information different ways. We show interest in different ways. So one of the things we do in Wife in Waiting is we really help you to, apart from my coaching, whereby I help you break down how you're interacting and talking to men, I also like to look at how you are approaching with men, the frequency with which you are nurturing relationships that you have with men, so that you can learn to talk to men without expectations. You can learn to build social connections. You can learn to communicate with men without trying to assume anything, and you can just enjoy the experience. You can just evaluate the environment in which this man is making you comfortable, and you can really get yourself in a position whereby you're just enjoying the actual experience of getting to know someone without jumping to any conclusions, without making any assumptions. This is really important when you are dating, because the truth is, and I'm sure a lot of you have been in situations whereby maybe you've been talking to this guy for months and he ghosts, or you've been talking to him thinking that he's going to end up in a relationship and you find out that he's not interested in a relationship, or you find out that you guys have been involved for a couple of months, sometimes even a couple of years, and then you break up and he he's married within a few months, just within half the time you spent trying to even get him to have that conversation. And this is because you just don't have enough experience talking to men, understanding men, really being able to process how to read men's actions, being able to date without any expectations. So if you want to start meeting quality masculine single men, you need to have conversations with men. You need to build connections with men. You need to be able to interact with men without any expectations and just enjoy the experience of getting to know them, of being known, of being pursued if that's the case, or just enjoying a platonic connection if that happens to be the opportunity that presents itself. So in Wife in Waiting, what we do is we make sure that our clients, you know, apart from our curriculum that breaks down exactly how to date so that you are clear at each step of the process, doesn't matter if you are literally not talking to any man right now or if you are talking to men, as will happen when you enter our program, because like I previously mentioned, we show you how to be able to maximize opportunities to meet men online and offline. Doesn't matter where you are on that scale of entering into marital commitment, you know, you go from being single to going on dates to being in a relationship, doesn't matter where you are, we have you covered so that you're clear on how this person feels about you, whether these men are genuinely interested in you, whether they're genuinely interested in pursuing you. They're showing it through the way they interact with you. You're able to qualify this correctly. We support you with this in our curriculum, and we also support you with this through my coaching. Hey Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're ready to date three quality men in the next 90 days, and you heard that right, in just 90 days, you could be going on dates with three quality men, then apply for Wife in Waiting. Wife in Waiting is my Christian dating group coaching program that shows you exactly how to date like a wife to attract quality, godly, masculine men you can date to marry. We make this so simple, and we've successfully helped our clients achieve this. To apply for this Christian dating program, click the link in the show notes or feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaludi.com with your inquiry being how to start Wife in Waiting. Send me an email at tolu@tolufaludi.com. All the details will be in the show notes. Let's get back to our episode. Awesome. So another reason why you just never meet quality masculine single men is you're not taking your time when you're dating. Okay, you're not taking your time. I really want you to practice just enjoying. The time is going to pass anyway. You know, maybe you thought by now you'd be married, you thought by now you'd have a family, you thought that by now you'd, you know, be with your husband, have a home, and so on and so forth, and it just hasn't happened. So I want you to really take a step back and just take time to understand what it is that you're actually looking for. How does it look like? Why hasn't it happened for you yet? What is the next immediate step that you need to take to make this dream a reality for yourself? And what we do with our clients is we really like to make sure that apart from coming into constant contact with men and talking to men and going on the dates, we really like to make sure that they understand what it is they're looking for. So how we do this is I help my clients to look at their list. So as we all know, a list is just basically what are the qualities that you would like to see in a partner. But it's very important that your list serves as a guide and it's not a god. In other words, you are not attached to your list. So inside the Wife in Waiting dating curriculum, I show you how to build your list. I show you how to be flexible with your list in a way that honors that list, but also honors, more importantly, the goal that you have when it comes to the kind of partner that you desire. And in order to do this, you need to pace yourself as you date. You can't be jumping into relationships, jumping into commitment, jumping into emotional entanglements, jumping into assumptions. If you keep jumping up and down, you're just never going to land where you expect. So it's important that you pace yourself through the dating process. And we help you with that by helping you build your list, by helping you look at your non-negotiables, your negotiables, looking at the core values that are important to you as you're dating. You know, I remember we've had a couple of clients that have come through the program that have been stuck in toxic relationships, toxic patterns of attracting men. I remember one specific client, she was a single mom. She came into the program. She was unsure about whether or not she wanted to commit to someone, but she knew that there was just toxicity. You know, when there's just enough toxicity to make you question, but also make you consider. So you're questioning whether should I explore this, but you're also considering exploring it because no one is perfect, quote unquote. That was her unique set of circumstances. Within a month, right, mind you, she was in this whole toxic situation for close to 6 months. Within a month, she was able to clean this up and she was able to get out of that situation and she was able to make herself available to start attracting quality. Like, literally, she was just in the program for 4 weeks and she got clarity on this situation that had been in her mind for six months prior to joining. And the reason for that is we've really created a curriculum that makes it easy for you to clean up the way you date. This is why it's so important to pace yourself. We make it easy for you to clean up the way you date, to clean up the way you're assessing and evaluating the men that are coming into your life, to clean up the way you are making yourself available, so that even if you see a fine, attractive, quality Christian guy, you are not making decisions based on feelings like a lot of you have done. You're making decisions based on fact because you understand that, okay, there's a direction I'm facing. So you're not being distracted by looks. You're not being distracted by drip, as one of my clients likes to say. You're not being distracted by you're able to pay attention, you're able to stay focused, you're not easily carried away. And part of the reason why you're just not meeting quality single men is you get easily carried away. So it's important that you take your time, it's important you pace yourself. But I don't want this to feel difficult for you. I don't want this to feel like you're forcing yourself. No. What we do is, because everyone moves at a different pace, you know, just think about any example, you know, maybe you and a friend took the same program in school, or you applied for the same position. Maybe she got it before you did. Maybe you got it at a different organization. Maybe she got promoted before you did, even though you both started applying at the same time. Everyone moves at a different pace. What we show you how to do is to just recognize the pace that you are at. I also help my clients. So one of my key templates inside Wife in Waiting is called the Dating Ladder. The Dating Ladder is basically where I show you exactly where you are and what is going to happen before you meet your person. So in this dating, you know, it's really helped my clients to be able to understand, because we have clients at different stages in the program, clients that have entered into relationships. They came into the program single. They are now in relationships. They came into the program unclear about how to talk to men. They are now actively talking to men, actively going on dates, actively learning to evaluate what they actually want in men. We have clients that have come out of toxic relationship situationships that are not used to men talking to them in a quality way, that are now being pursued by men to the point where they want to take a break and take it slow and really understand and really process what it actually feels like to be desired, what it feels like to be wanted, because they're just not used to that. So everyone is moving at a different pace. So it's really important that you recognize your pace. And this dating ladder, the reason I created it for my clients is so that they know exactly where they are and what needs to happen for them to get to where they want to be. It's like a map, you know. It's like, if I want to travel to London and I'm in Birmingham, I'm going to need a map. Am I going by bus? Am I going by train? Am I taking a plane? Whichever direction I'm taking is going to require a different timeline. It's going to require a different process. So with the dating ladder, what I've done is just break down for my clients, okay, this is where you are, this is where you're going to go through, and this is what's going to happen. So it has helped them to really honor their process and really move according to their pace. And the importance of moving according to your pace is it helps you build your value. Nothing of value is rushed. It helps you build your value. It helps you really understand how to position yourself to be visible. It also helps you attract. You will notice that, as my clients have seen, you'll notice that men approach you differently. Your standards just naturally increase. And the quality of interactions you're getting with men, even men that have treated you terribly in the past, the quality of interactions that you're getting with them has now shifted because you have also shifted. So you are the common denominator that needs to change. You know, I remember a client that was telling me, you know, she was in a situationship for months. She was unclear as to whether or not this person wanted to commit. We simply worked on her pace. We simply worked on how she was making herself available, and it shifted this guy's approach completely shifted his approach. He was ready to commit. He was trying to get more time with her. It just changed the dynamic of that relationship, so to speak. So the importance of knowing this is I really want you to know that it's very possible for you to get quality interactions with men. It's very possible for you to be able to experience that dynamic with different men. It doesn't have to be scarce. It doesn't have to be strange. It doesn't have to seem difficult. Okay, you just need to change the pace at which you're moving. And this is what I show you how to do inside the Wife in Waiting program. Now, I also want to talk about where you can meet quality masculine single men. I want you to understand, you meet them the same places that you met the toxic guys. Just like I said that you're just a different person. Like, I've never told a single client, oh, you need to go to this places more, you need to do this more, you need to do that more. All we do is optimize how you are already showing up in your life. So, you know, for instance, if you're already going to the gym, if you're already going for events, I just have a system that helps my clients optimize their connections offline so that they are able to maximize. I remember a client that we worked on this together, and she got an amazing networking opportunity. It is not unusual for wife in waiting clients to meet men on the plane, to meet men at an event, to meet men online, to meet men through a colleague, to meet men at the grocery store. It is not unusual for them to have those experiences because they have shifted in who they are. I remember even talking about it, like, after just a couple of, was it up to a couple, just say, let's just say a couple, maybe a week into working together, one of our clients had already started seeing results in other areas in her life in terms of her family relationships, her friendship relationships, professional opportunities. Why? Because it's really by just having a physical experience, right? Life is more than what you see. So when you make certain decisions, it shifts things on a spiritual level as well, which is why, you know, it's important as a Christian that you take command from the space of the spirit. So translating that into practical dating, it's important that you learn how to shift your position from a spiritual, emotional, and practical standpoint so that you see a shift in the quality of men you interact. You don't need to move to a different destination. You don't need to change. I've had clients, I shared on my story yesterday, two clients that got engaged at the exact same time that were in completely, one was in the UK, the other one was in Canada. Had another client, she was in Dublin. She also got engaged, she got married, they're all married now. But it's the reason I share that is they didn't change their location. They didn't change where they were going to meet men. What the work that was done was internal through the Wife in Waiting program. And I don't think enough value is being placed on how you show up. You have to understand that before there's an external result, there's an internal decision. So before you see the change in your diet, you need to make an internal decision about that. Before you see the change in how you are open to opportunities, it has to be an internal decision. So a lot of things take place from an internal standpoint. So where you meet quality men is the same places you met the toxic men in the first place. The only difference is you are not the same person. You are no longer the same person. You know, you're just not the same person. I have a very interesting example of this. You know, one of my clients that met her husband at work, she had previously come into contact with him, but there was no connection. And then subsequently, after working together and doing some self-work on how she was showing up in the dating space and how it was inevitably affecting how she was showing up in her life, she met the man that she became her husband in the same place she was before, but obviously she was a completely different person. So it's really important that you understand that the key to seeing a shift is you. It's no one else, it's not your location, it's just who you are as a person. And then I want to, speaking about taking things to a spiritual scale, the part of the reason why you're just not meeting quality masculine single men that you can marry is you're just not involving God in your process. You guys, some of you involve God at the end when everything is already scattered, or it's scattering, or there's already confusion. I call it the Babel experience. You know how in the Tower of Babel, God confused their language, so no one understood. It was just impossible for them to continue working together. So I term it the Babel experience. It's part of our curriculum where I show you how God speaks to you. You know, Why, I don't know if any of you have ever attended. We host our Wife in Waiting prayer conventions annually. We have the next one in a couple of months, but we don't play with prayer inside the Wife in Waiting program. We take it very seriously. So I literally have templates showing my clients how to pray over their marriages, pray for their future husbands, how to pray through each stage leading to marital manifestation. They have access to all these prayers because we want you to be spiritually sensitive. And our curriculum also shows you how to hear from God, how to discern what He's telling you, how to involve God in the process as you date, so that you are not wasting time feeling out of alignment, feeling, you know how it feels like pins and needles in your spirit when the Lord is trying to get your attention. At least that's the first thing He does before He would turn everything around and scatter everywhere. So we like to make sure that you are in partnership with the Lord from the beginning, right? So we help our clients to really understand. I have a very powerful template. It's called Practicing His Presence. So that template really just shows my clients how to process from when they hear from God to when they actually act on what they heard. I break it down bit by bit so that you know exactly what it looks like for you personally to hear from the Lord and how that looks like as you're dating. If you listen to, I had a wife in waiting sister and she became a personal client, amazing woman, but she was on my podcast. If you listen to, I think it was episode 73, I'm not sure, but if you listen to that episode, she had shared, because she has gone through our process, you know, she started meeting men, interacting with men. She had shared how she had come in contact with a gentleman, and as I teach my client, she had taken him before the Lord. That guy by himself opened his mouth to say that I think he was either already married or he was married or something, I can't remember, but he wasn't available for a relationship. All she did was take that to prayer. So it's really important that you involve God from the start, so that you are, and here's the thing, so that you are also available to meet men from a space of the spirit. Sometimes it's not about a physical it's not a physical shift that needs to happen, it's a spiritual one. So this is why we like to equip our clients spiritually, prayerfully, and practically, so that you are covered. Iron sharpens iron is our watchword, Proverbs 27:17. Because when you are called to marriage as a Christian woman, your battle is very different than somebody that is in the world. Because you are more aware, you are more enlightened, you are seeing things differently. So it's important that you involve God through that process, and we show you how to do that in the program. Now I also want to talk about the fact that you need to be talking to multiple men at the same time. You need to make yourself available to talk to multiple men at the same time. I'm not saying that it has to be 10 men, 5 men. It just, multiple just means more than one. Okay. So I want you to learn how to talk to multiple men at the same time. And this is a practice that we walk our clients through. Why? Because it lets you know that you have options. It makes it easy for you to practice by engagement instead of theory. I don't do theory. I don't believe in theory. Every single part of our curriculum is supported with tasks that you can practically implement. And I've never had a single client that has gone through our curriculum that hasn't been impacted by just doing the tasks and going through the breakdown that we have for you to be able to date in a way that is in alignment with the marriage that you have been called into. So one of the things to make this happen is just learning to talk to multiple men at the same time, learning to practice being in an environment of abundance and how you relate with men, learning not to get attached. I have a principle I teach my clients called learning to be casually intimate, which just basically means having interactions with men without getting emotionally attached, emotionally invested, emotionally distracted. You want to learn that skill, and we show you how to do it inside the Wife in Waiting program, because it makes it easy for you to date in a way that is in alignment not only with the kind of quality of treatment you want, but it also helps you just by practice to see what it looks like when you're being intentionally pursued. So these are the reasons, and these are the areas that you want to address to start attracting quality masculine single men. Then I'll throw in an extra one. You really want to work on how your femininity is showing up in dating. You want to attract a masculine man, you have to be a feminine woman. I'm not saying be helpless, okay? I don't want any stereotypical assumptions here. I'm saying just stepping into your feminine. How do you naturally feel feminine as a woman? How is that showing up in the way you interact with men? How are you using your natural qualities to be able to have conversations with men without getting attached, without making any assumptions? You want to work on this from how you physically look and how you physically present yourself to how you emotionally create an environment that is welcoming, that is attractive, and how spiritually grounded you are, and how all of this is working together as you date. So in the program, I have a feminine flirtation formula. So basically what I teach you through that program, through that formula, is how to combine your femininity with the way you date and how you flirt, so that you can learn how to speak to the masculine in men, how to speak to that desire to pursue and provide without getting attached, sorry, and getting attracted and distracted to what is not good for you. This is a very important skill to have that you need to nurture as a woman. Just as a woman, and as a woman of faith specifically, it's important that you learn how to nurture this when you are dating and when you're positioning yourself to attract quality men. So this is why you never meet quality single men to marry. Like I said, you don't date in a quality way. You're not meeting enough men. You're not talking to enough men. You don't know how to take your time in the dating process. It's really important you learn how to pace yourself. You want to make sure that you are shifting in how you're positioning yourself so that you're meeting quality men the same places that you met toxic men. Because you don't need to change your location. You just need to change how you are dating. You want to involve God from the start. And you want to be learning to talk to multiple men at the same time. Work on your femininity, work on your natural attraction, work on how you are physically showing up emotionally and spiritually. I'm not saying always be made up and whatever. I'm saying from a physical standpoint, are you taking care of yourself? Are you taking care of your skin? Are you taking care of your health? You know, are you taking care of your fitness? I was talking to a new client the other day and she said that we're a very fitness oriented community, because on weekends, what we do in Wife in Waiting is we share activities, and my clients know I'm very fitness oriented. I enjoy working out because I love food. But yeah, I also enjoy working out. So we share, you know, just being in that community helps you to be accountable to yourself. Okay, how am I taking care of myself? How am I showing up to be, you know, we have clients that are always sharing networking events they've gone for, always sharing their travel, you know, their travel experiences. And the reason we create a space for this is because we want you to be able to know what it looks like to nurture your femininity, because that's going to help you to not only attract quality masculine men, it's going to help you, more importantly, to identify the right ones for you. Okay, so awesome. If you want to work with me inside Wife in Waiting, this is a 12-month program, because I want to make sure that you're not only dating to attract quality men, you should be attracting quality men using my process within 90 days. But the remaining of those 9 months, we want to clean up the way you're interacting with men, because I've seen clients that have come into the program start attracting men, usually because you're not used to that dynamic taking place in your life so quickly. You need to adjust. Right, so the remainder of those 9 months, we clean up how you are choosing the men that you're giving your time to, how you're making decisions, how you're making how you're qualifying the men that you're entering into a relationship with, and really clean up the way you make decisions around dating. Coaching is provided to you in a group so that I can work on helping you change your dating habits, really understand how you're meant to process dating in a healthy way, leading to quality interactions with men you do find attractive. My curriculum is packed with templates to make sure that you're clear on everything from how to keep him curious. Basically, that's my template on nurturing interest with men, to how to practice casual intimacy, where I show you how to interact with multiple men without getting attached, and working on your feminine energy and how you flirt as a woman of faith. And then we have an amazing community where you get to learn from our other clients, you get to share in their experiences, and you also get to learn from how I coach them, because all our calls are recorded, so you have access and ease to be able to really apply to your own unique circumstances. So if you're interested in becoming a Wife in Waiting client and joining our sisterhood, just click the link in my bio to apply. If you have any questions, feel free to send me a DM. Currently, those that are joining the program are getting access to my dating checklist, where I break down for you exactly where you need to start based on what has happened in your dating life. So it doesn't matter if you've struggled with situationships, or you struggled to actually go on dates with men, or you're not talking to any man at all. Through my dating checklist, I show you where to start in my curriculum so that you're clear on how to start seeing immediate shifts in the way you're dating. If you have any questions about the program, feel free to send me a DM, guys, and I'll be glad to answer. Once you reply with the link in my bio, I will tell you the next steps within 24 hours. I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.